Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Let's do an NFL free agency preview. A lot of interesting and irrelevant storylines for the Cowboys in here, including, was George Pickens disrespected with where they have him in the top 10? Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. With Franklin Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Yeah, I got some NBA rookie rankings coming up here for you in about 15, 20 minutes or so. We'll take a look at how things are going for Cooper Flagg relative to the others in his draft class. But where would you think George Pickens would be on a free agency ranking without diving too much into it? Of course, first couple of weeks of March are pandemonium around here with all the news. Chief?
I mean, I would have to imagine top five for sure.
Yes, and you'd be right on that, Brian.
Number three.
Okay, and you'd be almost there.
Oh.
Matt Bowen and Jeremy Fowler did this for ESPN.com. They have Trey Hendrickson at number one. If a team that needed wide receiver and edge wanted to spend around $35 million a year to get a player, would you be looking more for George Pickens or Trey Hendrickson?
Man, I think that's really, really difficult. In general, I would lean towards the pass rusher, but considering the age factor.
And the back.
I think you have a conversation if it's for one season. But GP's about to get to his prime. Hendrickson's is in his rear view.
Yeah, if all things were equal in terms of age and things like that, I would probably default to pass rusher. But with this specific scenario,
trying to tell you.
Yeah, I'm going Pickens for sure.
Pass rush is just, it is so amazing that it's not really dependent on anybody else having success, and it wrecks game plans and allows you to preserve leads better than anything. It's, to me, the second most important position on the field. Brian, quarterback, then edge, quarterback, tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
I mean, it's between those two. Okay, so they have Trey Hendrickson at number one. We don't agree with that. Up next is Tyler Linderbaum, center with the Ravens, that we were hot on coming out of the draft, but Cowboys weren't that interested in getting him. But apparently the Ravens are going to let him get to free agency, which is interesting. And then at number three is Daniel Jones. I just don't think any team out there is going to look at him seriously and believe he can recreate what allowed him to have so much success with Indianapolis so far, which is, you know, Tyler Warren, best tight end of the game, some solid wide receivers, but the best offensive line and the best running back going right now.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. And we'll see how the season ends for him. And if they somehow make it to an AFC championship game, even, and he's continuing to look at the way he's looked this season, there's no question. I mean, the Colts won't let him leave. They'll slap a franchise tag on him or do whatever it takes to keep him there. And I think them punting on the two first-round picks for Sauce Gardner was kind of a window into the way they feel about Daniel Jones, because there's no way you would do that if you didn't feel like you had your quarterback. So I don't know what his contract would look like. Would you try and just duplicate the Baker contract or Sam Darnold or something like that, because he's in that same vein? But yeah, it could easily bottom out on him.
Yeah, I would look at Daniel Jones. Like, we need to keep this thing low. Like, what is the dollar amount that's not going to allow us to, you know, recreate it and build the supporting cast around him?
He's playing it for $14 million right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that what he's playing for?
Yeah, and then, you know, what other quarterbacks are out there that we could get for similar dough? Like, if you're thinking about the Baker Mayfield or the Darnold money, that's like $30 or $33 million a year, somewhere in there. Like, who else is out there that could play better? Like, maybe Daniel Jones is the benefactor more than he's the reason for our success.
Man, there's some bad quarterbacks as far as it goes. I just saw like Aaron Rodgers' number, and I'm just at Russell Wilson's number. I mean, Daniel Jones is playing great as compared to those two guys.
Aaron Rodgers is interesting.
I'm trying to look
at Joe Flacco's interesting. Yeah. If we can get those guys for half of what Daniel Jones would be asking for, I think you would have to consider all options.
Marcus Mariota?
I think that's below the bar of what I think
is
possible.
Okay, that's kind of where you're at.
Yeah, I mean, they could trade for – I think like guys like Kyler Murray or Tua would be available in the trade market, but that's going to be a touch more expensive and trading.
I was looking at over the cap, and these are the – because they talk about void contracts and stuff like that, you know. But the names they've got like Trey Hendrickson. They're looking at like Deebo Samuel has a void situation. Mike Evans has a void situation. Khalil Mack is just going to be, he's going to be a UFA.
Mm-hmm. Might be an interesting name for the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Clowney moves on, Fowler moves on.
Yeah, I just was, like I say, there were just a couple. I didn't realize this, that Mike Evans was 33 years old.
Yeah, man. He's been around for a minute.
Yeah. Hamstring problems this year, right? Was that the big issue?
That's been his career. I mean, despite the fact that he's been super consistent with 1,000-yard seasons, I can't remember what got him this year.
I think it was his hamstring that got him.
Wouldn't shock me.
But Forrest Pickens, I do wonder if the previous tag of him having off-the-field concerns would scare off others in the market and maybe suppress his value lower than what I think. I mean, on the field, I think he's worth somewhere between $35 to $38 million. I think he's going to get more than CeeDee Lamb. I think maybe Chase will and Jefferson will be the only contracts more than him when he get it done, just based on the player that he showed, especially when CeeDee Lamb was out, the fact that he's got durability. But, I mean, the market works in mysterious ways, and that's why it's unfortunate when a guy gets a label or a narrative around his personality or character or whatever you want to call it early in his career. It can be hard to shake that, and maybe the Cowboys will have less competition than at least I imagine as of now.
Yeah, but if he finishes with like 1,300, 1,400 yards and double-digit touchdowns, I think teams will put that to the side.
But okay, yeah, me too. Right, especially with all of the good press, like playing for the Cowboys, it's not any mystery about any player on your team. Everybody's going to know that the George Pickens thing went incredibly well if they're paying any kind of attention.
Let me ask you this question. Since we're talking about quarterbacks, I was just going through the list again. Do you think if Zach Wilson got to the right place, or is Zach Wilson just a bad quarterback?
Ooh.
I mean, he's like a young guy like that. I mean, the Daniel Jones young guy that – I mean, coming out of college, a lot of ability. Is he just bad? Can he go somewhere and all of a sudden like, whoa, they're coaching him up and look, it's Zach Wilson. He's making plays now like he did at BYU.
It's crazy though, because in the one scenario where Tua, I guess he got pulled late in the game this year, they turned to Quinn Ewers.
They drafted Quinn Ewers. That was
right. But it was a seventh round pick.
That's
a reclamation project for sure.
Yeah.
But you haven't really seen anything from him in the NFL.
Yeah, but we all hated Daniel Jones, though, right? Didn't we?
Yes, we absolutely did.
Yeah, we were like, Daniel Jones sucks.
I mean, he could be a guy where you're coming in and you compete with another dude. I don't think any team would be like, all right, Zach Wilson, you're going to be. We're going to give you the keys to the franchise even for a single season. But that is another young guy that it'll be fun to monitor if he gets with the right team, right coach, and who would be interested in him. Like, if you see McVay say, like, oh, hey, get over here, then you're like, all right, he sees something in him, right?
Yeah.
Denver, if he goes to Sean Payton.
Exactly.
I think there's still more busts that stay busts than busts that become resuscitations or reclamation projects or what have you. And, you know, I guess with Baker, you'd had good football for a half season in Cleveland with Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
He had made the playoffs with Sam Darnold. What happened in Minnesota last year?
See, that's what I'm saying, though. We've seen more dudes kind of all of a sudden find themselves.
Yeah.
Haven't we? Like,
we have.
Baker was the start. Now we've got Sam Darnold. Now we got Daniel Jones. And we've seen more of these than we have the guys going the other way, right?
I don't know. I think you still just have three guys that were considered busts that have emerged, right? And these have been in, you know, pretty good situations other than
all
Seattle.
All three playoff quarterbacks, right? Right now, yeah. Playoff quarterbacks.
Yeah, it is impressive. I would be looking to harvest that, especially if a team had, or if a guy had played for the Jets, you know, or was just in a dumpster fire situation like Cleveland. You know, those are your opportunities. Braden Smith. Okay, let's shop for maybe some guys the Cowboys could or should be interested in. Shoddy saying today there is going to be an open competition at right tackle. Brian, I know you've been calling for that maybe since training camp or very early in the season.
Yeah, but I mean, we got to see, like, Nate Thomas played the other day and he only played like 19 snaps, gave up like five pressures to a team that really doesn't rush the passer all that well.
I think that's fair, but it does say that they're probably at the very
earliest. Oh, they're tired. They're tired of steel. And I ask you guys the question, and I don't know if I've asked you guys this question, and I want to know from the fan techs if they want to know, would you use one of the two first-round picks on an offensive tackle?
Absolutely. 100%. You know, maybe two of them if they're – you know, the right guys, and the Packers do end up missing the playoffs, you can get a good right tackle top 10, obviously, but top 15, top 18, somewhere
in
there.
I've seen a couple of offensive tackles already that could help you. Will probably be somewhere in that range of 1 to 15.
I mean, my top priority going in right now will be corner, but if they would fix that somewhere in free agency before you get to the draft, I would not be opposed to two of them.
So you're okay with using one of those picks for an offensive tackle? Chief.
I wouldn't totally rule it out. I would like to think that maybe Nate Thomas can show enough the rest of the way. I mean, I'm cool with moving on from Steele, and if Nate Thomas isn't your guy, then that's a huge hole that you have to get figured out. So I wouldn't rule it out by any stretch.
I wonder what the Texans saying. Are they saying absolutely not? Nobody wants another offensive tackle, do they?
I mean, they've drafted a lot of them,
yeah.
And I could see there's fatigue, but that's a spot like we just mentioned. It's so important that if you miss after two or three years of an experiment, it's time to go find a new one, especially because their weighted DVOA on offense right now is 11th.
Yeah.
Like, this offense is, you know, kind of unfortunately devolving into what I feared it would be. And has been, you know, since really Tyron Smith moved on or when Tyron Smith was injured. This is kind of what we got. And it was very impressive for the first 6 weeks of the season how they were able to mitigate that with the offensive scheme and Dak Prescott. But the defenses have figured it out. And the Raiders, as you told us last hour, are not going to be a piece of cake to move the ball against.
No, not running the ball.
Okay, but number five on the list, Colts right tackle Braden Smith, average tackle, could be a good Terrence Steele replacement. Like, there are names on this list that I think should be of significant interest for the Cowboys. That's number five in the 2026 free agent rankings, the Colts right tackle Braden Smith. Breece Hall comes in at six. I think the Cowboys have done a good job here with back-to-back years with Dowdle and Javonte Williams. As long as they don't bring Zeke back and give him way too many carries, I'm confident they can do what you should do at running back, which is hope for an absolute superstar that you draft in day three. And if you don't get one of those, you look to budget free agency to solve your problems. Seven is the wide receiver, Alec Pierce. I was surprised, but he's doing well with the Colts.
Yeah.
He is going to be a free agent.
Out of Cincinnati.
Deep ball threat.
Yeah, he can go get it.
He might be a more ideal second wide receiver type of player there, and they estimate his value at $15 to $20 million.
I got a guy named Jordan Tyson from Arizona State. It's a George Pickens clone.
Well, I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
What round?
He's a first round player.
First round guy.
Yeah.
Alante Taylor, the corner at 11. I think if you go get him early in March, you might be able to eliminate corner from your draft needs. Not an elite corner, but very solid. Maybe like a Brandon Carr type of signing as far as an above-average guy might not be a badass. But I like number 14 here, Quay Walker, the Packers linebacker, very athletic. I was surprised when it said 6'4", 241. Like, this isn't a small guy. The way he moves, he looks like he might be about 215 pounds.
Gosh, I didn't realize he was that big either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he stood out in a big way in that Cowboys game.
They say explosive traits creates playmaking upside. He can cover ground as a run and hit defender, plus Walker's diagnosing the run game at a quicker rate in 2025, averaging 8.5 tackles this season to go with a sack and a half, 6 tackles for loss, and 3 pass breakups so far in the season. And, you know, you add him to what you got going on already with Logan Wilson and DeMar Vinover, shown in linebacker, could be a real strength for next season. But that'll be a fun thing to continue to track as one of the branches on the Cowboys' topic tree as we, you know, keep our fingers crossed for a miracle run for 2025, but probably not on the cards. But, man, you throw around a little cash. Jerry Jones, you want to put your money where your mouth is, 83 years old, feeling more urgent about contending. Is the Super Bowl really the Super Bowl to you, or is it the stock market that's the thing you're most passionate about?
Just saw the evaluation for George Pickens. Would you like to guess for 2025, his valuation?
$34 million.
Oh, like what he's brought to the table this
year? What his value currently is.
Yeah, you said 34. Yeah, I would say over 30 for sure, 32.
Yeah, 31.4.
Hell of a player, man.
He's been awesome.
Yep. Might be one of the 5 best in the league. NBA rookie rankings and where's Cooper Flag? We got that coming up in addition to the finest.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At the top of the hour, and we're back here on The Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. 903 says, guys, they need to spend every pick they have on defense. And we'll see. You know, when they go into free agency, they want to button up the entire roster so they're not really dependent upon the draft to plug any holes. We'll see what happens when they get through. But I also, you know, do want to talk about what Brian said. I think it has a tremendous amount of credibility that the offensive tackles just are not good enough if you want this offense to be what it is. And that, you know, or what we thought it was. I don't think you can dodge this or think that the tackles are going to start playing better next year. You need at least one. And if you don't spend a lot of money in free agency, like, your chances of getting a starting tackle are drastically dropping once you're outside the top 10.
I'd like to see them spend money in free agency. I'd like to see them look at a safety, potentially another linebacker in free agency. And I think that would open them up to be able to take some offensive players potentially, but I think they got better with Quinnen Williams. We'll see with Overshown getting back, him and Logan Wilson, and how those guys play. But they've got to upgrade at safety. They have to.
And Donovan Wilson's contract is over.
They got a couple.
Hooker will have one more year on it.
I think they got some possibly. I was looking at I think they got some voids. I think both those guys could be voided.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So. But if I'm the Cowboys, I'm desperately looking at free safety. If you start talking about defensive players, give me a safety, because I think like they've gotten better up the middle with the additions they made. But give me a couple more players on defense. That would totally open you up to be able to take those, using those two first round picks for other positions as well.
For offense, you know, maybe by the time we get there, it could be George Pickens is somewhere else. You need a tackle. You need a wide receiver. The great thing is we have two first-round picks this year, and we have Brian brought us once again heading up our draft coverage. It's not only the best in town, it's the best in the entire country you'll find on any radio station in America. Okay, Gavin, do you listen to the things you say? Horrible? I mean, let me know.
Did you understand the words coming out of your mouth?
What did he say that was horrible? What did you say?
I don't know.
Does he not like the tackle
take? It was a laundry list. It would probably take the guy all day, right, to calibrate everything.
Yeah.
You think?
See if I can get the mouse over here, get his number, see if there's anything more specifically.
Yeah.
772.
I'd be curious.
I know some people were reacting to me calling Quay Walker a big linebacker at 240 pounds. I mean, he looks significantly smaller. Maybe it's because he's standing next to Cooper, who's a mountain of a man, but he moves like he's significantly smaller than that. Okay, NBA rookie rankings. How long until Flag rises to the top is the question for you here. And is there concern with the breakdown that they have? Where are you guys with Cooper Flag at 877-881-1053? Now, everybody ahead of him on this list is at least a year and a half, some of them 4 years older than Cooper Flag. I have no concerns with where he's going long term, but I do wonder if his lack of instant stardom or his lack of rookie of the year candidacy did contribute to the decision from the Mavericks to sort of not only move on from Nico, but from everything we've heard so far, they're looking for radical changes to the roster, just probably out of the acknowledgement that Cooper Flag can't be maybe the first 18-year-old to ever come in and dominate. Like, nobody's ever done it at his age, so I'm not worried about his timeline, but he can't help AD and Kyrie win the championship right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really – I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that they were throwing him into the middle of the ocean as a point guard, right? I mean, that playing him out of position, maybe big picture is something that will benefit him, but – for the immediate, that is a lot to ask. And you can see, like, when he's on the floor with Brandon Williams, it's a different version of him. His points are up, his assists are up, his rebounds are up, his efficiency levels are way up when he's playing with a real point guard.
Yeah.
And defensively, he's been what you were hoping he would be.
I tell you what, the fact that how he moves with the ball or without the ball, you know, just watching him, I made it a point to say, okay, I'm just going to watch him play. I'm not going to worry about everybody else. Just going to watch him play. And I'll tell you what, there's things he does communication-wise. I think there's things he does, you know, helping on defense. You know, he understands where he's going to be. He comes down the court. They yell something at him. He knows where to go. He knows where to be. If the ball is if it's a missed shot, he tries to get the rebound. I think there's a lot of things that he's just trying to overcome. I mean, he looks fine for me. I mean, I know the expectations are so high for him, but you watch the things that he does. It seems like to me, for such a young guy, he's got a really good understanding for the game.
Yeah, he's a well-rounded dude, and when you watch him, when they try to just ISO on him, and he's one-on-one as a defender, dude is locked down.
Yeah,
like, he is forcing extremely difficult shots for these guys.
Yeah.
There is a lot to like about him. 817 says, what about LeBron James? I'd say you want Klay Thompson and Daniel Gafford. We'll take LeBron, try to get Kyrie and AD healthy. And at that point, I would say, let's try it.
Yeah,
let's try to win the championship.
I think that was to the point of like an 18-year-old stepping into the league and being dominant.
He wasn't dominant.
Yeah.
He was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't... He was definitely good, but it wasn't like he led them to the playoffs or anything like that.
No, but I mean, maybe 18-year-old LeBron could help this team, maybe more than Cooper Flag. They say Flag was the toughest rookie to rank, as his performance thus far needs to be placed in context, as we've been attempting to do here. Says Flag's no longer the runaway rookie of the year after his first 11 games have been marred by rough efficiency numbers. 37% effective field goal percentage on jumpers ranks 131st out of 135. And his 0.76 points per pick ranks 68th out of 72 players with at least 100 screens. as the ball handler. To Chief's point, this is all through the context of him playing point guard. The Mavs have been 25 points per 100 possessions worse with Flag on the floor. For context, the Nuggets are 21 points per 100 less when Jonas Valanciunas spells Nikola Jokic at center. So it's that kind of a drop-off. Yet Flag would still be the pick for the best long-term prospect of any rookie. His slow start is not an indictment of his number one selection. He turned in his best performance of the season while playing more of an off-ball role against the Bucks on Monday, and his surface stats are strong across the board with averages of 15, 7, and 3 assists per game. The only other rookies to average at least 10, 5, and 3 in the past decade, Wemby, Banchero, Scotty Barnes, Josh Giddey, Cade Cunningham, LaMelo Ball, and Luka. So he is already in some pretty special company as far as what he is able to produce out there because he's so well-rounded.
Yeah, I just think, to me, it's I get lost sometimes in the metrics, but the eye test, you know, I mean, you just watching him play.
He is a basket. He's a professional basketball player. He is doing a little bit of everything.
He's trying. I mean, he is trying to do everything possible that he can. And, you know, I think that whole thing of having to be the point guard, I mean, you know, he did. He probably knew, hey, it's going to be tough, but he did it. He tried. You know, I mean, maybe that's on the coaching staff and in the front office for thinking that was the case. But, man, I don't think you could blame the kid for that. That's just not what he does very well.
No, but he is sixth on this list. Ryan Kalkbrenner at Charlotte, the 34th pick. He's a seven-footer, making 81% of his shots. He's ahead of him. So is Dylan Harper with the Spurs in 78 minutes. The Wembanyama-Harper duo has a whopping plus 36 net rating. He has been hurt, I think, for the last week or so, so he hasn't played a lot of games yet. Con Knipple with the Hornets.
Yeah.
He's taking and making more threes than any rookie in NBA history, and he averages 6.5 rebounds, 3 assists per game. He is 20, 2 years older, former teammate of Flag there at Duke. Vijay Edgecombe, who's really slowed down since a super hot start. He scored 34 in his debut, but he hasn't scored over 20 since his third NBA game in which he scored 26. And then Cedric Coward, now with the Grizzlies. He played like 1 month of college basketball, got hurt. Been a very solid scorer and defender and has the composure, you know, beyond his age. But he is 22, very strong 3-and-D player. But he was in college basketball there for a couple of seasons, just got hurt last year. So they had a difficult time putting a value on him. But he is your current number one rated rookie here in the association. We got 3 hours down, 2 to go. Find us next, Chief. Where are we heading?
Yeah, we are heading to preview what is going to be an incredible NFL football week, and that's next year in the nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.